This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, we are back. Hour number three. Thanks for joining us today. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Ambro Blackwell joining us now. Ambro, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for joining me. I wanted to have you on specifically because as a small business owner myself, and I consult small businesses, you've got a book, Small Business Loans Made Simple, Revealing Insider Secrets and Strategies for Established Businesses. And right now, Ambro, as you know, the credit market is starting to tighten up. I thought, man, there's not a better time to have you on than now.
Awesome. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate it. And again, the American dream for a lot of folks is, of course, owning or starting that small business. Unfortunately, Ambro, and I know this all too well, that a lot of folks, I was talking to a client today, actually, a business owner about this today. The problem is most people underestimate the amount of money that it will take for them to either do that business from scratch or even get into an expansion or a move or anything along those lines. They just underestimate what the costs are, don't they?
Absolutely. I always tell them to expect more than it's going to cost them, longer than they expect to turn a profit.
Yeah, I kind of, my rule of thumb is, you know, I've got one client that's, you know, thinking of moving. And my number one advice to them is, whatever the number is you come up with, double it. That's probably what it will cost you.
Absolutely.
It's just the way things work. Okay, so when it comes to, you know, getting money, you know, finding money, et cetera, when it comes to these particular businesses, in this case, established businesses, what are some key things they should be doing?
Well, one of the key things is to have clean books.
Yeah.
A lot of times clients, customers, you know, people that you talk to at a lot of these events, they just don't have their books in order.
No.
So it's hard for anyone to help you if it's kind of like walking into a home that's not clean. It's a lot of cleanup you have to do sometimes.
Well, and what the financial institutions, as you know, are looking at, Ambro, is they're looking at a picture. Let's face it. They want to see what is the picture of this business. Those books are painting the picture as to what's going on currently and potentially, you know, in the past, of course, past, present, and then they're looking to the future as well. And those books are giving them a picture as to how is this going to work moving forward, and if I loan you the money, am I going to get paid back?
Absolutely. A lot of times the future is very much a mirror of the past. So having adequate, clean books helps paint that picture and give you, you know, one step ahead to the opportunity to get the financing or funding.
I also know, and you've got in the book, that it's not a one-size-fits-all, although what you just started with, that's a must for anyone, period. You have to have that no matter what.
Absolutely. You got to have it no matter what. And true, it isn't a one-size-fits-all. That's why having good relationships is going to be key. Mm. And again, having good books is a good starting point, because now you don't have to start on the basics. You can start, you know, working on some of the more mature things that will help you move the needle.
Something an accountant friend of mine, still my accountant, taught me years and years ago, and a lot of advisors won't tell you this, but I've learned through the years, Ambro, you said it a moment ago, it just triggered something in my brain, is I always, well, I shouldn't say always, for the past 25 years, maybe even 30 now, I've had more than one banking relationship. So if something goes south with one, I've got another alternative.
Yeah, I think it's common. Again, you know, you've got a lot of professionals that may move around for different reasons. And so it's important because not every institution, not every lender, not every finance company is going to have interest in your industry.
True. True. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, so what do you tell someone when they're looking at the options of financing? Because as you know, you can go the traditional way, go to the bank, you can go to a credit union, you know, you can take a home equity loan out on your house, which, by the way, is like last resort. I always advise against that because I hate tying up your home and the roof over your head for something business-wise that actually may end up going south. I always, rule of thumb in my world, Amber, was I always want a roof over my head. No matter what. So I've really never tied my house up in that manner on purpose. But there's other ways to gather financing as well. Of course, there's VCs and there's all sorts of other funding options. What's your recommendation to folks on where they go and where they start looking first?
Well, I would say obviously start talking to your wherever you currently, you bank at. Start there because that's your initial place that you've already started. Find yourself a good accountant, a good lawyer. Between the three of those, they should help you to start finding who are the best people at each of these institutions and organizations, because then they're going to help you and give you a little bit more of a roadmap and telling you kind of what they're looking for, what their appetite is.
Okay.
And at the same time, you got to kind of have at least some kind of idea of what this is going to cost you.
True.
If you don't know what this is going to cost, that's where a good business plan will come in. Again, your accountant, your attorney, they'll be able to help you with some of that as well. So that way you can look at your resources and know, is there a gap?
Okay. The other thing that I have learned through the years, and I guess I think it's just rule of thumb, Ambro, and I know this isn't always easy to do, but I've learned through the years, borrow money and try to find that money when you don't need it versus when you absolutely have to have it. Because when you're in a bind, things are really tough. If you're trying to get it when you don't necessarily need it, but if you had it, it would help. To me, that's always been an easier way to do it versus getting it when you're in a bind.
It's one way of looking at it. Typically, what I like to say is plan for your credit event.
There you go. There you go.
Because a lot of people, they wait till the last minute and then they want to get bailed out by, whoever it is, whether it's a lender, whether it's a credit union or whomever it is. And if everyone sees us going the wrong direction, it makes it a little bit harder for you to get that accomplished.
I'm going to steal that from you. I like that. Plan for that event, because that's essentially what it is. And you're just planning ahead for it. And like anything, the more you plan in advance, the less you have to do on the backside.
Absolutely.
Oh, makes total sense. All right. The hurdles that keep businesses from getting funding, give us a few of those.
It could be their credit picture, their personal credit. Again, most institutions, most organizations, in my opinion, are going to look at how you've handled personal finances to be a predictor of how you're going to handle business finances.
Yes.
So I think making sure, accurate reporting, things of that nature. You want to make sure you know where you're at. At all times. The other thing is thinking about in terms of, repayment ability.
Mm-hmm.
Have you marked that out? How are you going to get your customers? How are you going to actually make a profit?
Right.
Those are two of the top things that come top of mind.
The other thing I've learned through the years that, again, I try to teach clients is, and be careful I say this, I'm not trying to ditz any bankers or anybody that's in the financial world, but they don't always know what your true cash flow picture is. In other words, you may have not had a really super profitable year last year, but maybe you took a lot of Section 179 depreciation all in one year that made your net profit not look so well, but it saved you a ton of money in taxes. Not every institution understands that and has the foresight to add that back in. I mean, they're supposed to, Ambro, but what I've learned is the more of their work I do for them on that level, the better off I am.
Absolutely. Sometimes you're helping yourself, in terms of being educated, being aware of, some of the things that can help add value. A lot of times it's one-time expenses. It's the depreciation,
yep,
which is going to allow a lender to, take your income and put it back to a cash basis of what was actually used versus it being kind of like a phantom expense.
Right.
And there's
right.
other things like amortization. There's,
yep.
there's a lot of different things in these tax returns that sometimes I think some people, they just may be crunched for time, and then you've got some, there are different levels that are still learning.
Well, that's in some cases, really Amber, let's face it, sometimes it's not really even the banker you're talking to that's looking over all of these things. It could be just a minion they've got doing some of their math for them, and if some of those individuals miss those things, the last person may not as well, and by the time it gets to loan committee, you're screwed.
Absolutely.
Sorry, absolutely. That's just how it works.
It does happen.
Yeah.
It does happen.
All right. In my notes, and I don't know what this is because I've not read the book. I most likely now will, just knowing what you and I, you know, how we've, you know, talked and worked together here already. What is the relief model?
It's the six stages that I've identified as the process to get funding.
Okay.
The R stands for the request. A lot of times individuals don't understand. You know, again, it's kind of like we talked about earlier. I mean, when you come to the table and your books aren't in order, how are we going to understand your request?
Okay.
So, again, the evaluation. How are we going to evaluate the request if your books are not in order? The layout, which is the structure. You know, how are we going to put this together for you? The information that we need. E is the engagement, also, you know, could be considered approval. And then F is the funding. And these are six stages in terms of different things that people need to be able to understand and be able to answer. And in my case, I would say master to help, you know, improve your odds dramatically of someone being able to say yes.
All right. I know you've got a website as well, yourcashflowstrategist.com. Is that the best place to send folks to?
Yeah, they can go there. They can find me on LinkedIn as well. I'm on Instagram as well at Ambro Black.
Awesome. Ambro, it's been a joy having you. I appreciate it very much. We'll keep sending folks your way. And I personally, when I have clients that need some help in this area, I'll have them buy your book.
Awesome. Appreciate it much. Thanks for having
me. Ambro, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining me. It was kind of last minute, by the way, so I appreciate Ambro taking time out of his day to join us. And, those of you that are in business that are looking for some help in this area and maybe you don't have a consultant or a coach and you need some help along these lines, well, here you go. Here's a book that would help you out in that area. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air coming up next. And again, don't forget, they will save you money with their Quiet Cool system. We're entering into that time of the year where it's a big savings, especially when it comes to your AC bill. So give them a call, 720-526-0231, and get the $300 off the Quiet Cool system.
This summer, your attic can get as hot as 150 degrees during the day, making your air conditioner work overtime to compensate. A Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home consistently cool so you don't need to run your air conditioner all day long. In Colorado's arid climate, the temp is low at night and in the morning, and that's when your Quiet Cool attic fan goes to work. It pushes the hot air out through vents in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temp to work with during sweltering summer days. This is called thermal mass cooling. When you cool the hottest parts of your home, it takes less energy from your air conditioner to cool the rest of the home consistently. Get a Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute and enjoy the best the Colorado summers have to offer and save on energy bills. Mention this ad and you'll save $300 just for being a KLZ listener. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 or go to klzradio.com/absolute to schedule your installation.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Flesh Law is up next, and Kevin wants to help you with any legal question or problem you might have, and he's there to help you. He's my attorney. He'll be yours as well. 303-806-8886.
Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now. 303-806-8886.
All right, K&R Home Transitions, again, ask about their re-up program today. It may be a way for you to make more money on the home you own right now or have a family member that owns and is looking to do the same thing. Again, find them at klzradio.com.
Remodeling your home to sell, feels like unnecessary time, money, and stress. You won't even get to enjoy the upgrades. But an updated home sold by Cat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions can add 20% value or more to your home and sell it faster, leaving you stress-free and happy much quicker. K&R Home Transitions are part of a revolutionary new program that can get your home remodeled at no upfront cost to you. Sure, you can sell your home to a flipper and let them keep the profit, but you have a better option with K&R. A home in Austin was valued at $720,000. After renovation by Re-Up, the same home sold for $1.1 million. After the renovation costs were paid from escrow, the homeowner kept $98,000 more on the sale for simply making the call to a Re-Up agent. Attract more buyers and get the highest bids by offering a fully updated turnkey home. Get started by calling Kat and Robin of K&R Home Realty now at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/home.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, folks. Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon. Let me back up. Somebody actually commented that my comments on King Soopers and the stopping the shoplifters, that stopping shoplifters is very dangerous. Well, maybe, maybe not. Depends on the shoplifter. Are we just going to let them run rampant and walk out of the store with whatever they want, and therefore the rest of us are all going to pay a higher price because we're allowing shoplifting to become more and more prevalent? Charlie was telling me at the top of the hour, Target just said that their last year's shrinkage was $500 million, folks. $500 million. Who do you think pays for that? We do. If we don't put a stop to this shoplifting nonsense, you're not going to be able to afford to buy anything. Or the stores will just go away because they're not going to do it either. Some way, somehow, this has to stop. It's a epidemic now that's gotten to a point that it needs to end. And these stores, the King Supers of the world saying, don't stop them, just let them walk out the door, is utter nonsense, in my opinion. We're paying for it. Keep that in mind. And shrinkage doesn't help anyone. And I have utter disdain for thieves, period. I don't care what their excuse is, because there isn't any in my book that justify what they do. None. You're a thief, period. Go work harder, figure out how to make it on your own, and stop stealing. That's my answer. But if we don't stop this shoplifting nonsense, you're all listening are not going to be able to afford to buy anything. The prices will go up so much. And something else that we don't talk much about, but the Fed keeps talking about inflation and they think they're going to stop it with raising interest rates. If we don't stop these big cities and their policies of allowing, shoppers to leave with X amount of merchandise and not be prosecuted, that's inflation as well, folks. No one ever talks about that, by the way. I guess we don't want to talk about it, but that's causing inflation also. Because as I've always said and will keep saying, businesses don't absorb anything. Shrinkage, higher taxes, higher wages, higher insurance costs, whatever it is that gets passed on to you, the customer. You're paying for that, no one else. No, the company doesn't absorb it. So this idea that, they'll just absorb that shrinkage is absolutely utter insanity to even think that way. Now, whoever texted, you know what? That's your opinion. Maybe it is dangerous. Again, I don't care. Established policies start having consequences for people that steal, and it will end. Not completely, but it will definitely get pulled back a lot from what it is right now. But when you just allow people to walk out of the store with big screen TVs and load it up into the back of their truck and no one says a word, that's a problem. And if we don't stop it, you're not going to buy a big screen TV. You won't be able to afford to. Because again, these stores are not going to keep doing that without having consequences and or just closing up completely, which in some cases, that's what the Walmarts of the world are doing. They're just figuring, hey, we can't operate here anymore. It's not viable for us to be here. We're just going to close it up. I told Charlie, either they're going to start pulling out of areas or you're going to come to the point in the near future where you will not buy anything without paying for it first. Everything's going to be behind a glass case. You'll have some sort of an app on your phone. You'll walk up. You'll scan it. It'll open that particular item up. That door will open. You'll get that whatever that item is out, and you'll be able to leave, but you'll pay for it first. And that technology will cost money, and you'll be paying for it. So if we don't want that as customers, we better figure out a way to stop the shoplifting. And can we take part in that? I did. I did one night. I don't think I ever told this story. My wife and I were at Home Depot one night. Weeknight. Now, this didn't end up being successful for me, but I really didn't care. There was a guy that I saw walk out with a full Milwaukee toolkit that I know he stole it. And I could tell because he didn't go through the checkout lane. He walked right around it. Not a single person there noticed except me. So I'm running down the parking lot chasing him. He runs to his car, throws it in. I jump in my car and I start following him. Somebody would say, well, that's really stupid. I didn't care. That cost me money. I was bound and determined to stop it. I got his license plate, took a picture, followed him for I don't know how many blocks. He made all sorts of U-turns. I made all sorts of U-turns. And I followed him. I ended up getting stuck in traffic at a light because I didn't want to run the light that he ran, by the way. So I know for a fact he stole. My point is, until the rest of us start doing things along those lines to stop these knuckleheads, it's going to keep going. We have to start participating in this. You see all sorts of videos where people do, by the way. People will catch these people in the parking lot and stop them, not allow them to pull out. Kind of take matters into their own hands, if you would. Now, I know the stores don't want you doing that. Again, if we don't stop this, it's all going to come back on us anyways. We are the ones that are going to pay for it. We already are. So, no, I don't agree with that comment that it's dangerous. I don't care. Stop these knuckleheads. And I'll be honest with you, very, very few of them are carrying guns, if any. These are scumbags of the world walking in and stealing things so they can go stick it up on eBay or Marketplace or wherever it happens to be so they can make money to go buy crack, drugs, whatever else it is they do. How do I know that? Look at them. This doesn't take, you know, I don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. And no, I'm not stereotyping. I'm just saying it for what it is. Most of these guys are crackheads, degenerates, the lowest of the low. And we're allowing this to happen by not stopping it. All right, I'll come back and talk about an article in The Atlantic, which chaps my hide as well. The war on poverty is over. Rich people won. I'll get into that in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. And as I say all the time, have this number handy because things happen, plumbing issues come up, and it's always at the most inopportune time. So have this number handy, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Denver is home to a diverse landscape. And with that diverse landscape comes diverse water quality. Hi-Fi Plumbing knows that your city's water supply is not tested at your tap. And you could be drinking minerals, bacteria, and other impurities every day. There are also several other factors that water quality can affect, like color and taste, the effectiveness of expensive hair care and hygiene products, stains on clothes, corrosion of pipes and fixtures, and more. If you think you might have water quality issues or just want to find out what's in your water, call Hi-Fi for that. Hi-Fi will send an expert tech to your home to go to work like a detective, investigating your water for the faintest hint of impurities and recommend a course of action customized to your home and water supply. Call Hi-Fi at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE right now, or go to klz.com/plumbing today to schedule your in-home consultation.
Call Hi-Fi today.
Stream Auto Repair, well, they'll take care of you and your vehicle. 20-plus service bays. The dealership alternative literally is Extreme Auto Repair. Find them by calling 303-841-1071.
You've heard that not-so-normal noise coming from your car for months now, and turning up your radio is not really a fix. Putting off those simple repairs can lead to more complicated and costly repairs quickly. Or worse, they can lead to an accident or mishap that costs you even more than money. Extreme Automotive's ASE certified staff will not only fix what you came in for, they'll diagnose your vehicle and give you their professional opinion on what should come first with absolutely no pressure to do the work now. Extreme Auto knows that you have daily responsibilities, and they've got you covered there too. Extreme Auto Repair keeps courtesy vehicles available so you don't have to miss a beat at work, at school, or with your family, even though most repairs can be done in the same day. Don't make a bad problem worse by waiting. Call Extreme Auto Repair now at 3841-1071 or send them a message at klzradio.com/extreme.
All right, Botanical Rush, for all of your skincare needs, we have the place for you. And right now, there's a 25% off discount. Just use discount code JOHN25. That's botanicalrush.com.
We know you're tired of spending hundreds of dollars on skincare products with empty promises. Myra Mesko is the founder of Botanical Rush, a Colorado skincare company committed to providing clean, powerful, bioactive ingredients to restore and rejuvenate your skin to a radiant, healthy glow again. Guaranteed. Myra has 20-plus years' experience as a consumer advocate, and her products offer powerful formulas infused with clinically established ingredients that will produce results for you, just as they have for thousands of her customers. Botanical Rush formulas are pure, potent, and affordable. With regular use, these natural and chemical-free botanical formulas support collagen production, protect the skin's precious moisture barrier, and they will transform your skin from dull and lifeless to radiant and healthy. Call today and save 25% with the John Rush discount code JOHN25 at checkout on first-time orders. That's botanicalrush.com, code JOHN25. This is Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back, and in other news, Colorado Springs, which I don't live there, so I don't follow much of what happens down that way, nor do I for a lot of the other parts of the state, unless somebody tells me about it. Charlie told me Wayne Williams conceded the Colorado Springs mayoral race to a newcomer. He is businessman Yemi Mobilad. I have no idea how to pronounce the last name. He conceded not long after the polls closed last night. Yemi is a black man. You can look it up for yourself and see that. Newcomer, Democrat, which I'll just say it as it is. Once again, we run the wrong candidate in the wrong race, and we wonder why we lose. Yeah, crickets, because that's what we do. We're good at it. We strive for excellence in losing, we Republicans do. It's what we do best, by the way. We love it. We just revel in the fact that we can lose better than anyone else. That's what we do. So, Dave Williams, if you're listening, GOP chair, I hope for Colorado's sake you can fix some of this. But once again, we're now on, third month of Dave being the GOP chair, and have I heard a word from Dave to come on air and talk about anything? Crickets. Not a thing. And my policy is still my policy. I am not reaching out to anyone to come on this program. If they want to come on, they know exactly how to reach me. In Dave's case, he's got my cell phone number. Reach out, get a hold of me, and you can come on air. But once again, in Colorado, maybe it's just me. Maybe people don't like me. I don't know. I seem to interview lots of other people all day long from across the country. But here locally, they must not like me because nobody wants to come on air. Like I'm going to throw something at them they can't answer. I'm always very nice, especially with our Colorado GOP, when it comes to how are we going to get this state back on track. Yet they don't call. I don't get it, folks. I am totally, totally flabbergasted by why we can't get the information we need out of our state chair. This is now going to be the second one. Well, third or fourth for me. There's only been one ever that I was able to talk to. That was Steve House, who I still talk to. Only state chair that I've been on air for 10 years that will talk to us on a routine basis. Not one other one has ever called in regularly to this program and give us an update of what's going on in the GOP. By the way, folks, that should tell you something. I'm not that hard to get along with. But, as you all know, I don't mince any words either. I say it like it is, and I will not apologize for that, nor back down from that. And I'm not in the in circle when it comes to Republicans in Colorado, as you all know, which I think is a good thing, actually, as a host. I don't know all these people face-to-face. If I saw some of these folks that we talk about walking down, you know, the mall or the grocery store aisle, I wouldn't know them from Adam. They probably wouldn't know me. I'm not in the in. Andy's more on the in than I am. But it shouldn't matter when it comes to informing all of you as listeners, people that vote, people that have money, that can donate to campaigns, shouldn't stop them from coming on and talking about what their plans are. Even in Colorado Springs. By the way, why did Wayne never call into the program and talk about his campaign in Colorado Springs and garner more listeners to help him out? I don't ever criticize Wayne. I don't really criticize too many people in the party. I criticize our methods. I very seldom criticize the people. But I do criticize our methods because we suck at winning. Literally, we absolutely stink at winning. And I am a guy that loves to win. I've told you that numerous times. I hate losing. Anybody that knows me well will tell you I hate losing. I am the worst loser you'll ever meet. I do not like it. Especially when it's only our fault we lose, which in this case I believe is. Wrong candidate. Sorry, Wayne. Wrong candidate. In that race. Did Yemi get the black vote, the sympathy vote from white people? Yep. Guaranteed he did. Knowing that's what we were up against, we should have had a black politician running in Colorado Springs, by the way. Yes, I just said that. Better yet, we should have had a black female running in Colorado Springs against this individual, which we have them in our party. But we don't do a very good job of recruiting people to go run in certain races. I don't know why, but we don't. I know the GOP chair can't pick favorites. I get that. But boy, oh boy, he can sure encourage people to run and get involved. And Dave, I'm going to just point blank ask you, are you doing that? If you don't want to answer on air, send me a message. Are you doing that? Are you recommending certain people in certain areas run for office that you know have a really good chance of winning? Because if we're not doing that, we're not going to win. I've said that over and over and over again. Anyways, there's an update on what just happened in Colorado Springs. Sorry for all of you down there, by the way. That really stinks. So, Atlantic. The war on poverty is over. The rich people won. I can't read all this article because I don't subscribe to The Atlantic. I can only read a teeny bit of it. Why do so many people in America live in poverty? Because so many rich people benefit from it. What a crock of crap. But that's The Atlantic. And no, The Atlantic is not conservative. It is as liberal as it gets. They do a really good job of brainwashing people on a daily basis. This is the thesis of the lauded sociologist Matthew Desmond's new book, Poverty by America. Not in America, but by America. The bestseller is that once a careful exploration of poverty statistics, a deeply reported depiction of the lived experiences of the poor, an examination of the ways Americans wealthy exploit the masses, and a case for ending poverty. You're not going to end poverty, by the way, folks. Jesus Christ himself already told us, the poor will always be with you. Direct quote from Scripture. Jesus himself said that. If Jesus himself, who is God, knows that the poor will always be here, how in the world could you believe there's a way to end poverty? Now, should we help the poor? Christ is very distinct in that. Yes, we should. Help, not hand out, by the way. Big difference. I can't think of a single reference. Charlie, correct me if I'm wrong. You know Scripture very well also. I can't think of a time where Jesus himself just handed something to a poor person saying, here, take this. Can't think of a time. Now, he healed. He helped. He taught. He trained. But I never remember him saying, hey, Judas over there, you got those pieces of silver. Give me one of those. I got a poor guy over here I need to hand one to. Did Jesus ever do that? And by the way, the disciples had a little treasury. There was a little cash that they had to have had to get around and do the things they did. Did Jesus ever say, hey, John, disciple John, you, whoever's in charge of the money bag, I need a little bit of that over there because there's a poor guy over here I got to give a little to. Not a single example in Scripture of that ever happening. No, in fact, Scripture's opposite. It's very much a self-help book. In other words, how can God help you do more and lift yourself up and lift others around you up at the same time? Nothing in Scripture says just take a handout. It's not in there. In fact, Scripture is very clear. You don't work, you don't eat. Very clear. Read Timothy if you don't believe me. Very clear on that. You don't work, you don't eat. Scripture goes as far as to say, the man that can't feed and take care of his family is the most wretched of them all. Yes, that is in the Bible. How often do you ever hear a liberal say that, by the way? Christian liberals say that. Never? Yeah, never. Because they won't tell you it's in there. But it is. Because I believe God gave every single one of us abilities. See, think, listen, hands, feet, work, and so, yeah, okay, I get there's people that are handicapped that don't, I'm not talking about them. Those are the people we should take care of and help. But able-bodied Americans, there's no reason to be poor. Not in this country. Not a single reason to be poor in this country. I have known people that have worked their way from the very bottom up, that came here from foreign countries even, that worked their way up, literally landed on these soils, the soil of America with nothing in their pocket and worked their way through. The Ben Carsons of the world that grew up literally dirt poor, and became a neurosurgeon, one of the greatest black men of our time. Literally grew up dirt poor. So don't tell me that you have to live in poverty in America, because you don't. That is a lie that is led to people, fed to people on a regular basis from the left. Oh, you're poor. There's nothing we can do. In fact, we got to help you out. We need more government programs to help you, because otherwise you're just always going to be poor. You're going to be poor always because that's your mentality. Sorry, folks. I'm going to say it for what it is. You're poor because you have stinking thinking. It'll never change. Unless you change your ways, you will not get out of being poor. And some of you say, well, John, that's you saying it. You've always had something. You've never been poor. Yeah, wrong. Actually, I have. I didn't grow up with money. I didn't grow up in that kind of a lifestyle. My folks struggled. Literally struggled to raise us. I remember those days. I did not grow up with wealth. And I had struggles of my own early on in business. I was literally broke at one time. Broke to the point where I was bankrupt. I owed more than I had. Could have legally taken out bankruptcy, no problem. No one would have said a word. So do I know what it's like to not have? Absolutely, I do. I also know what it's like to work your way out of that. And work yourself more than the next guy. If I ever wrote a book on how to get ahead in life, there'd be one page, blank page. I was telling Al this today, Al Smith. I would have one page at the very beginning of the book, no other words written on it other than outwork the guy next to you and you'll be successful. Something I taught my kids. I still believe that. You outwork the person next to you, you'll always have something. The problem with poverty in America is we have forgotten how to teach people to work. We have made it easy to live in poverty and to stay there. As I talked last week, we have Section 8 housing and all sorts of other programs that do nothing but keep people in bondage. Poverty in America is now modern-day slavery, in my opinion. We keep people there. The left keeps people there on purpose because they love it. They love having them there sucking off of them. They're now subjects, not citizens. That's what's happened in America. That's the real sadness in America. Not the fact that people are poor, but because we keep them there as a society, because that's what Democrats love. Not the rich, the Democrats. Big distinction, by the way, between those two. Now, some Democrats are rich. Yeah, I think in that case, they love having those people there because that's their mentality. There's a lot of rich conservatives as well that don't look at it that way. They would love to see people better themselves. I have met very few wealthy people that don't have a love for people and want to see what's best for them, whether that be their own employees, family, or the guy on the street. Very few conservatives that are wealthy do I not know that feel that way. On the same token, are these people just going to walk out and hand $100 bills to everybody walking up and down the street that's, you know, that's homeless, it's poor? No, that would defeat the purpose, by the way. It wouldn't help them. Would not help them at all. The best thing we can do to help those people is stop giving them things. Stop allowing them to do the things they do and teach them how to better themselves. I go back to, we've got to go back to teaching people how to work and what the rewards are for working hard. This whole everybody wins and everybody gets a prize doesn't work. I'll take a break. Call's coming in. We'll be right back. Affordable interest mortgages next. Kurt Rogers, who, by the way, looks at this the same way I do. Any questions you've got on a mortgage, give Kurt a call. 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority, whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And the MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Golden Eagle, speaking of finances, Al can help you on your journey to retirement. What to do, how to get there, how to stay there. Find him at klzradio.com.
You had a picture in your head of what retirement was. Sandy beaches, endless golf days, and an empty, quiet home. But Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial knows that sometimes life gets disrupted. Family comes back to live and brings dogs, kids, and stress with them. Disasters strike or situations change, requiring out-of-the-box solutions. There are a million ways that your plans can be derailed, and Al has seen all of them. He knows how to help you change it, accept it, or benefit from it. Al gets personally involved with all of his clients, not just financially, but relationally too. Al will learn everything he can about your situation to best advise you regarding how to achieve your goals and fill your needs, avoiding costly mistakes along the way or being taken advantage of by others. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So schedule a free consultation today with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money.
Hey, if you're in the need for a good used car, Ridgeline Auto Brokers in Boulder has just that. They've got a good inventory, and if they don't have something, they'll do their best to find it. They inspect all of their vehicles. Actually, Legacy Automotive in Boulder, one of our great sponsors on Drive Radio, does all that as well because they're sister businesses. So, good selection. You'll find what you need, and if not, they'll help you with it, and they take trades as well. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, 303-442-4141.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Is the cost of replacing your old copier with a new one a shock to your budget? I'm Josh, a technician with Business Equipment Service. We specialize in premium, like-new copiers and printers that have had very minimal usage. They look like new, they work like new, and are backed by our 12-month performance warranty. It's as new as you can get without the box. At Business Equipment Service, you don't get less, you just pay less. Check us out at BESofColorado.com.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kathleen in Boulder, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, John. Great program.
Thank you.
And I have a Section 8 story I can tell you.
Let's hear it.
Okay, we went in, they left. A family, a mom and three children, teenagers, and they left and had trashed the house on the inside. Everything.
Wow.
Had totally trashed the house. We had to replace the floors. We had to repaint the house, put in all new blinds. Windows had never been washed inside or outside. Then went out in the yard, looked around. It took me a week of two tall trash bags cleaning up trash everywhere.
Wow.
Front yard, backyard, side yard, both side yards.
Wow.
And I marvel. I think animals could have lived better than those folks.
Yeah, Kathleen, thank you. I've never understood how, as humans, you could even live like that in the first place. And thank you, by the way, because that comparison to how animals live, I've never understood why you'd want to even live that way.
I have no clue, other than being mentally ill.
Well, and that could be. And that one, yes, my heart goes out to those individuals, because then it's a whole different situation. But if these are, because by the way, I've known sane, normal human beings that still live like pigs.
Yes. And it took me 2 months. I had some help. 2 months.
Wow.
To get that place ready to re-rent.
Wow. Unbelievable, Kathleen.
Yeah. It wasn't in Boulder. It was another county southeast of here.
Okay. Wow.
Never again.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Kathleen, thank you, by the way. Thank you for the story. And again, you guys all know me. And I'm not an educated person. Maybe some of you that are just joining don't know, and you've only listened to us for a short amount of time. I've never been to college. I was lucky to get out of high school. I went to my niece's graduation last night, thinking back to where, I was lucky to get out. Hated school. Could not wait to be done. Wanted nothing to do with it after that. Had a little bit of trade college when it came to how to do accounting and some business management stuff, but very little even in that end of things. And I hated school. I did not go to college. I have no degree. I had to go to summer school just to finish high school. That's how bad I hated school. I did not have enough credits to get graduated on graduation night, so I went back. That was me. So I am not a highly educated man. Charlie corrects me on the grammar end of things constantly, because that is not my strong suit at all. And I want him to. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not criticizing. I welcome that. I appreciate it because it helps me become a better person when I talk correctly. But you guys all know, and you'll find at times where my grammar is still not great, and I can't spell for beans. You can ask my wife that one. I'm asking her all the time, how do I spell such and such? Because I don't spell for beans. Now, math, that one I got down pat. I can do math. Always could. It's just kind of how my brain works. Don't ask me English, but I can handle the math side. Fortunately for me, that's worked okay in my life. But I can't tell you how many business things, even, you know, emails and things that I had to write and send back and do things with and so on. And those of you that even email me at times, you'll notice that I'm pretty short on my responses. One, because A, I don't have a lot of time. But two, I just don't do very well in that whole sentence structure, grammar, all of that. I do my very best, but you won't find long, eloquent responses from me because it's just not my strong suit. It's not what I do. So don't ever think that because I have a really quick answer, I'm mad. It's just that's me. I don't have long answers because time, and I'm not eloquent in my writing. It's one of my weaknesses, and I'll be the first to admit it. Point being with all of this, have I made it? I don't think I've made it yet. I'm still working hard on a daily basis to try to make it. But have I accomplished some things in life? Yes, I have. Has it come easily? Absolutely not. It is a struggle every step of the way. Have I ever given up? No. Will I ever give up? Not till I'm dead. No, I will not give up. I do not believe in giving up. My dad raised me. I'm not allowed to give up. We weren't allowed as kids to give up. The one thing my dad always said, the word he could not stand was can't. We were not allowed to have that in our vocabulary. I can't do that, Dad. We were not allowed to say that. We had to eliminate that from our vocabulary. It was, I will do such and such, not I can't. And to this day, I thank him for doing that. He raised me right. And I've been able to accomplish a lot of things in life that others would only dream of doing just because I had that mentality of it's not an I can't, it's a what am I going to do to figure this out and make it work. And more people need to have that same attitude. And we would put a big, not end to poverty, but would we stop a lot of it and help a lot of people out if we taught them those things? We absolutely would. They just need more dads like me, or like my dad raised me, I should say. And by the way, I raise my kids the same way. Veteran Windows and Doors. Somebody else, by the way, that believes in this is Dave from Veteran Windows and Doors. How do I know that? Because we've had many a conversation along these same lines. He thinks exactly the same way we do. Don't buy your windows and doors from some company you don't even know. Buy them from Dave, who believes the same thing you do. And right now it's 35% off. 303-529-0720.
Most window and door companies won't tell you about the codes and requirements necessary for the correct product in your home. Veteran Windows and Doors starts by educating you with the facts, without lengthy sales gimmicks. They want you to be more knowledgeable than the next window salesman you meet. Veteran Windows and Doors will ensure your windows meet or exceed the code for your specific area of Colorado. They know the codes are in effect to protect you, the consumer, and they want to serve you the right way. Veteran Windows and Doors makes the entire process hassle-free, from meeting with the owner Dave Bancroft to the final cleanup of materials and supplies. Veteran goes above to ensure your windows will be energy efficient, saving you money on your air conditioning and heating bills year-round. Go to klzradio.com/window to get 35% off not only windows and doors, but on all materials and labor costs with Veteran Windows and Doors. That's klzradio.com/window.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that's it for today. The National Crawford Roundtable is next, and I was actually kind of the host today. Bob Duco had some family things to take care of, so you'll hear me and Roger and Neil talking through multiple things today. We had a great time, by the way, so listen to the National Crawford Roundtable next. And again, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Dr. Carly Victory will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour, as she always is, so we'll see you tomorrow. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.